Hi, everyone, and welcome to the February edition of Welcome to Windows to Your Spirit with your hostess, psychic Kathleen Abino. And thank you for joining us on this February. We're going to talk about the things that make us hate Valentine's Day. I'd like to remind you that if you would like to schedule a full reading, which is, of course, the best way to gain true insight, please visit Kat's website at Kathleen Abino with a K. AVINO.com, and be sure to mention the show to receive your free 10 minutes with your paid booked reading. And Kat is on time. This, of course, means Armageddon is on us, right?
Hey, be kind. I was prepped to do the show by myself last time.
Yeah.
Fun. You know, it's not that we hate Valentine's Day. I think it's a question of we hate what Valentine's Day does to people who don't have a partner or are in a place where they can't celebrate it the way it should be, okay? I think the intention is good, and I think with a partner it's a wonderful thing. I think it's also a wonderful thing if you capture the spirit, which is showing that you love someone. And I've written blogs about this in the past, that Valentine's Day doesn't just represent lovers, even though Kay Jewelers would probably argue the point. But it also means celebrating the people you love. And that can be your mother, your father, your daughter, you know, your son, family, friends. To go out with a group of friends on Valentine's Day, you know, is kind of bashing in the face the stigma. But, you know, one year, many years ago, a group of us went out and we had an awesome time. We were celebrating the friendship. We were celebrating the care that we felt for each other. And it was an opportunity to do that, to show that. And, you know, as a child, I do have fond memories of my father bringing my sister and I both, you know, the heart-shaped box with all the ruffles on it. And to me, if I get a box of chocolates, it's got to have those ruffles, you know, the ones that collect dust.
Yeah.
Because that represents wonderful memories. I mean, I had kept one, you know, my father basically gave them up until he died, you know, about 8 years ago. We still got them. And that box, some of those boxes I kept until the lace literally disintegrated from the dust. So it doesn't mean, you know, you can start a tradition of giving your children and having them have that memory of Valentine's Day from someone other than a spouse or a boyfriend or a significant other. So treat the holiday the way it's really intended, which is celebration of love. And don't get caught up in the poor me, just because you don't have a date. Make it something wonderful. And start a tradition and make sure that the box has ruffles on it. That's the, you know, that's the thing that, you know, you remember up until you're 100, that box with the ruffles. And you know, the funny part was we didn't really care about the chocolates. I mean, Russell Stover makes really good chocolates, and Russell Stover boxes have the ruffles on them. So it doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy, you know, imported chocolate, as long as it's got the ruffles. Got to get those ruffles and a little lace. And the plastic rose, I mean, these are the things that represent a smile on your face when you look at that box, and it represents the love you felt for that person. And that person can be anybody in your life. So, you know, step out of the requirement. Step out of the stigma. Step out of the negative if you happen to be alone, because no one's alone. You know, even if it's a neighbor or a friend, you're not alone. To celebrate love, and that's what Valentine's supposed to be, is a celebration of loved ones, regardless of who that loved one or loved ones is. And I have carried on that tradition by getting my daughter the box with the lace, and she doesn't even like chocolate, but the idea of the box and the lace, she gets it, you know, and something we've kind of passed down. And I tell her, if you're going to get me chocolate, it better have lace on it. And I don't mind the plastic rose. You know, it's not about the real rose, and it's not about the concept that it has to be top-notch and real and expensive. What it has to be is thoughtful. And it has to represent a memory that you're creating with someone that you love. So remember that Valentine's Day represents celebration of love, not necessarily celebration of partner, but celebration of love. So remember that. And I don't want anybody sad out there on Valentine's Day because you don't have a date, person that you love, whoever that might be, mother, father, sister, friend, cousin, whatever.
Exactly. Or it's a great day to take care of yourself if you wanted to go
exactly.
that way, too.
And I mean, it's also a celebration of loving oneself. Go out and buy yourself your box of chocolates with lace. I've done that, been in Rite Aid, spotted one that was really pretty. Bought it for myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who knows me knows what a chocoholic I am, so I really don't care as long as it's brown. So, but the lace is the memory. Seeing that lace triggers the memory of receiving it from my father for so many years. And, you know, making sure that my mother gets her chocolate heart. And shaped like the box has to be shaped like a heart. I mean, it's just rules. So, and they're not really crazy rules. But make your own memories, you know, whatever that memory is. So, how are we fixed for lines? Because I know today we manage every February to be on the same night as the Super Bowl. And my heart breaks
a
little bit for Carolina. You know, my heart breaks a little bit for Carolina tonight because I just never saw a quarterback on the ground so much. He wasn't in practice. So it was a little bit heartbreaking for Carolina, but I tell you, it was very impressive to see the Denver Broncos defense, and I'm glad we didn't have to see it as a Jet fan too many times, because I wouldn't have liked to see our quarterback on the ground that much. So congratulations to Denver. You worked hard. And, you know, an amazing athlete, Peyton Manning, 200 games, God bless him. That's a lot of work. That's a lifetime. And continued good health, you know. So I am a big sports fan. I do like my football and I do like my baseball. And, you know, to be a bridesmaid for football and baseball this year was a little bit heartbreaking. But that's what you get when you're a Jet and Met fan. You live with it. But, you know, it's just something I've lived with since. And to see Namath tonight, I swear to God, I do think that man has been dipped in formaldehyde. He has got to
probably
be 105, and he still looks like Broadway Joe, handsome man, running, you know, kind of wobbling down the aisle holding the Heisman, not the Heisman, but the Super Bowl trophy. And it was pretty cool to watch him. You know, and being a Jet fan, you know, kind of indelibly etched in our minds as Jet fans. But I hope everybody had a good time watching it. I did, except for North Carolina people. I kind of feel for them. So, my dear, how are we fixed for calls tonight? I know it's always kind of quiet on Super Bowl
night.
Well,
we have two waiting, and one that beat us here. It always amazes me, the patience of people who pop in so soon.
Well, it's
and
because
then
of
all
pearls of wisdom. It are just amazing words that we give them, that inspires them, and they're patient, and we appreciate them. So why don't we
definitely
not let them wait any longer?
All right. Area code 216. Hi, can we get your question?
Hello. Quick question.
Hi,
I need
your name first, honey. I need your name first, please.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. My name is Sharon.
No. What is it?
And my name is Sharon.
Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I got an unexpected phone call last week from a man from a past job, and I was one. His name is Carl, and I was wondering if I'm going to be offered a job with him. Well, he's referring me to someone he knows. It was out of the blue.
Do you have a good shot at that job? I'm being told yes.
I do have a good shot.
You do have a good shot. He's given you a very good build up.
Okay.
They are looking forward to meeting with you.
Okay.
The only thing I have to warn you is your confidence has to be very high.
Okay.
Because of the fact that he did build you up, now you're going to have to walk in there like, you know,
I've been looking.
Here's what they just said to me. Fireworks without arrogance. Remember that phrase.
That's good. Humble but confident. That's a really good way
confident,
to put it.
Confident, energetic, no doubts, no question marks. You walk in there, this is my job. If you're able to do that and continue remaining eye contact, I don't know why they're saying that, but they're telling me eye contact is going to be critical in that interview.
He's like the owner of the company. I know. The bottom line is, do you feel me? Will I be employed in the next month, the job that I want? I've been contracted for
a year. I don't know about
a month,
honey, because I feel like there's going to be some back and forth.
Okay.
I get an M month, so it could be, you know, the worst case scenario would be May or March. Well, March would be next month, so I feel like it's between March and May, M, March and
May. God, can you believe, you know, I called you in November, don't laugh. The very first, you're on the first month of every, it was November the last time. I swear to God, back then, I remember you clear as day. You got the same thing in M when I would get a job. I'm not kidding you. I remember that.
Baby, I'm good.
What
can I tell you? I'm really, really good. Everybody listening, I'm good. My guides are amazing.
I promise you. And I'm like, can I wait that long? But now in this unexpected phone call, but you got a May again. I just needed a call. Thank you so much. You can get your next caller.
No, my pleasure. And do let us know. You know,
remember,
what I tell you isn't just about the outcome. My guides give instructions how to get there. And, honey, if you blow the interview, it's another animal.
I'm not going to blow it.
But you're not going to do that.
It's all good.
You're not
going
to do that. Because you're going to be
fireworks,
no arrogance, and maintain eye contact at all times.
You're so honest. You are so blunt. But listen, I will call again. I just don't call every month. I don't, you know, give other people a chance. But listen, thank you so much.
And
for
doing, you know, and
thank
if you,
you
want
so much
reading,
for calling.
You can always get a full reading from me. You know that.
Yep.
I know that. And probably when I get a job, I have a job, but not the one I want. I will, but I want to wait till I'm settled. You know,
it's
going to
happen.
No problem. So much.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Bye.
All right. Area code. We have 2917. So it's 917-263. Yeah. Can we get your name? 917-263.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Can we get your first name? No? Okay. Carrying on.
I heard her say something.
Yeah. Okay, we have all one, so that's a Skype or computer caller. Can we get your first name?
Hi there, this is Jane.
Is that
Jane?
Hi,
Jane.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm having a little bit of deafness tonight. Is it Jean or Jane?
It's Jane.
Jean, thank you. So how can
Jane.
We help you on?
I have a new manager at work. Is he working with me or against me? Because after the last meeting I had with him, it's almost as though he spoke to other people of what we discussed, and I don't know, things kind of got...
I don't take that as being against you. What I get is the man, how can I put this? Okay, I'm going to put it in my typical way. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. Okay, so it's not anything... I'm not getting malicious. As Tracy will attest to, in a reading, negativity is so easy to read. I'm not getting malicious. I'm not getting negative. I'm just getting a person who is not cautious or careful about what he shares with the general public.
He doesn't think before he opens his mouth, right?
He doesn't think. Yes, his mouth does not catch up with his brain.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would keep that, you know, keep that concept in mind that, don't ever tell him something you don't want to be broadcasted, okay? But know that he's not doing it out of being mean.
In the air with him. But it's in the air with him. Like before I asked to work from home, he didn't get back to me until I pushed him later. And then
I get a man who's, like I said, you're dealing with a man who's not top-notch professional. He's gotten where he is because he's basically a nice guy and he's efficient. But he's scattered. Period.
Okay.
And you have to
keep
after him if you want something.
So whenever I ask him something, you know, it's up in the air. Now, like, and he won't let me work from home. So I asked if I can be moved somewhere else, like a different area in the office. And
well, honey, you're
you
asking
know,
him a lot of things to do right away. You know, you're also putting pressure on him to make a lot of decisions for one employee. You understand? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he wants you in the office. You know, he most bosses like to be in control of their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, and you being there helps him stay focused. Because he knows where you are, he knows what you're doing, and it's one less thing you have to think about.
Okay,
so,
because I asked to be more out in a different area because I don't like where I'm sitting. And
yeah, but it just kind of feels like this is one of those places it doesn't matter. It's kind of a too bad, too sad situation. It's not because he doesn't like you.
I mean, you're asking, you know, you're asking him to give you everything you want. And
yeah,
if you know, pursue it, and I believe you'll get it, but you have to have patience. But don't think he's out to get you because he won't give you everything you want.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, if you want, like I said, you can do a full reading with me, and we can take a look at the whole dynamic of the company so you understand better, number one, how it functions, number two,
okay.
what your role is in that company and whether or not it's a good fit.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
Remember,
thank
if you,
you
book with me, but if you book for 20 minutes, you get 30. You get 10 minutes
okay.
on top of it. But you got to let me know that you're a radio listener, okay?
Sure. I will.
Okay.
Thank
just
you very
be
much.
Patient,
thank
sweetie.
You for
Don't
calling.
Say something you're going to regret, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Let's try our previous person one more time. 917-263. Hello? 917-263. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you know what, Sweetie, what I would suggest you do, if you can hear us, what I suggest you do is call back, hit one,
mm-hmm.
and put yourself back in the queue again. So it might be that it's just not reading you, even though we can see you on the line.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get around our 917-538. Hi, can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hello, Samantha. How
Hi.
Are you today, hon?
I'm good. Thank you for doing
And where that. Are you? Where are you in New York?
I'm in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, the city.
The
I know city. Those area codes. When I come back, I'm going to be a long distance operator because I know 917 is New York cell phones. But I think
yeah,
New York, is
yeah.
it? Yeah, 917 is New York cell phones. And now, believe it or not, 347 used to be cell phones, but now it's an actual area code for New York City. Because there's so many freaking people, they're running out of numbers for 212 and 718.
Oh.
Now, how's that for an absolutely useless information?
So
how can we help you?
How can you guide me for in my love life? Can you? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, we need a specific question, honey, because we are on the radio, and
we
can't
the
do a full reading.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what kind of questions am I allowed to ask?
It's just a little bit more direct, sweetie. Is there somebody you're interested in? Is there something going on in your life specifically I can give you?
No, my love life.
Yes
no, I don't have anyone yet, so I was wondering if you see anyone coming. I mean.
Yes. I don't see you alone by
I mean,
the end of the year.
Will come, obviously, but like.
Honey, like I said, the problem with a general question in 2.2 seconds or less is you wind up getting a general answer. I will tell you this, because I'm trying to help. I will tell you that the way in which you are meeting people now does not work. And I'm stating the obvious, but the obvious is what you're doing. Okay? What that means is that if you want to meet somebody of substance, that means that you have to change the way you meet people. Now, you live in Manhattan. There's 47,000 things to do every 5 seconds. And I would suggest that you start with meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com.
I hate that place. I hate that place. That's just
How
terrible.
Could you hate that place when there's 70, in just Manhattan alone, there is 82,000 meetup groups.
Well,
you hate
no,
all 82,000 meetup groups?
No, I've been to the wrong meetup group. That's
One. Well, that solves it. You see what I mean, sweetie? Here's the problem. You want to meet somebody without changing anything you do. And how is that working for you?
No, I said I've been to many meetup groups.
Sweetie, I'm telling you, you don't have the right one. Because I personally belong to at least 5 of them, and I always have a good time. And yes, in the past, I have met nice men that I've clicked with and stayed friends with. So what I'm saying, I'm basing it on what my guides are telling me. You're looking in the wrong places. It's like the cowboy song, looking for love in all the wrong places. So you're not going to find the person you're looking for doing what you're doing. And you're going into a meetup looking to meet somebody. That's your first mistake. Your second mistake is joining meetup groups for singles.
At all.
Okay.
I don't do that. No.
Are you going to meetup groups for singles?
I just go to meetup groups that I like, that I think are interesting.
Because I would stay away from
the
single ones.
I'm changing my scenery now. I'm kind of changing my scenery now.
That's what you got to do. You got to change where you enjoy what you do. Focus on doing hobbies. Maybe taking a class at the new school that's interesting. That's how you meet interesting people. Or joining an association that interests you, or a cultural group that interests you. That's where you're going to meet the person. It's in a group. It's a group of people that you meet with regularly. And you meet the man through various conversations. He is a professional, and the conversation grows into actually doing activities together and then grows into a relationship.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do, meet regularly with, have a community of, you know, friends that I can meet regularly with and enjoy time, spending my time with.
Exactly.
Some random group and some groups that play with people's feelings and emotions.
Sweetie,
you know,
listen to me. Like I said to you, I belong to 6 meetup groups. One happens to be the Caribbean. Now, I am blonde and hazel, and I have a great time with those people, and I've developed friendships, and they welcome me. You just happen to hit some bad ones. So what I'm saying is with 8,200 meetup groups in the city of New York, there's a good chance that if you go in with a fresh approach, and you understand what I'm saying, you have a lot of things. Plus, we have the number one city for volunteerism. So if you were to join, say, Open Harvest or any of the other volunteer groups, you're dealing with kind-hearted people who extend themselves for others.
So these
are the places that you should join to enjoy. And through that joy, through that sense of, you know, community, that's when you're going to meet the right people.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen right away, because I'm telling you, there's a frequency. It might be 6 or 8 months of continued investment, because you're going there to do what gives you joy. And then you meet the person.
Yes, I agree.
That all meetup groups suck, that's like saying all people suck. We know that's not true.
No, I just haven't found the right group yet. I think it's going to be an international group, like a mixed group of people.
I think that's a great idea. Like I said, I love cultural groups. I belong to 3 different cultural groups, and I have a good time.
Cultural groups, I like that.
But, you know, also don't put too high an expectation on people that they're all going to be interesting. Some people are just nice. You know what I'm saying? Give them a chance.
Most of them are nice.
Exactly, sweetheart. So with that mindset, you'll have better results. Make friends first.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for calling.
And
keep taking care,
honey. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Bye-bye, honey.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
All right.
We're going to give our other 917 a shot or try again?
Yeah, I'm going to give one more try. 917-263. Hi, can you hear us?
Well, whoever you are, we wish you well. And we apologize for not being able to bring you online. Did she attempt to, or he, whatever, did that person attempt to log off and then log back in?
No, not that I saw.
That's okay.
Maybe they were just listening and didn't mean to.
Could be.
Put the one.
All right, the other thing, too, is I noticed that when I came on, it did say press 1 if you want to be in the host queue. So, people, if you wanted us to talk to you, you have to press 1. Otherwise, you don't show up on Tracy's switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lately I've been giving, you know, the readings have shifted a little bit in terms of the information from my guides. And by the way, I take no credit for my readings. My boys are the ones who really take all the credit, number one. But I've been noticing that the energy shifting back to the good old days where people met each other. I'm not going to say, like, I don't believe in absolutes. There are people who have been very successful and met a wonderful person, got married, and lived happily ever after. I mean, my ex-husband is a perfect example of that. Met a woman years ago on the internet, and now they're getting married, which I'm very happy for them. So it does happen for some people. But the majority of meeting a person, you're better off in a comfortable environment where you're meeting that person with no expectation. And that's why I say you can join all 73 or 8,200 meetup groups, but if you go in there with an expectation of meeting someone, you're going to get disappointed. If you go in that expectation that you're going to click and it's going to be great and it's going to be wonderful, you're putting too high an expectation on an experience. And remember, the thing about meetup groups, too, is the fact that they rotate. It's not the same people that go to every meetup group. So if you go to 2 meetup groups, the likelihood is you're going to meet different people. If you go to 10, you're going to meet a variety of people. So the idea of anything in life is have patience, go in with the right intention, do not have too high an expectation, and your outcome is much better. But this is more about getting back to the way people used to meet people. They used to meet people at the church social. They used to meet people at the barn dance. They used to meet people in groups. And friends would introduce friends. It was always more successful when you meet a person when they're at their most natural. Because that's the real person. So therefore, if you meet somebody face-to-face, it doesn't click or you're something you're not too crazy about, you're seeing that real person. Not that you have been sold this bill of goods from day one, and then 6 months later, it's like, who are you? So you have to be careful of that in relationships to understand that the first 6 months to a year, they're on their best behavior. Red flags start showing up around 8-12 months, sometimes sooner if they're wacko. But the point is, you also need to be clear on what you want in a partner. If you don't know what the hell you want, you're going to get somebody who doesn't know what the hell they want. So now you got 2 people that don't know what the hell they want. And a lot of times people even think they know what they want, but it's not necessarily best for them. You know, if you want a highly intelligent person or a really, really smart person, that person is developed in a certain way that may not be well-rounded. What I tell my clients to look for in a partner is very simple. Emotionally, financially, physically, available, and willing to love you as much as you're willing to love them. Period. Shared interest is the point where you met. So if you enjoy volunteering and you meet somebody who volunteers, you've got that common ground already. Or if they like knitting. I mean, I cracked up one time. I told you this, Tracy. One of the meetup groups in Brooklyn is people who love to knit and drink beer. So could you imagine what those sweaters must look like? It's just hysterical, some of these meetups, and they go and they knit, and they, I mean, there's book clubs. There's one in Bay Ridge that, actually it's the Brooklyn area, my area, where they go to the Whole Foods. They have like a roof deck, you know, enclosed roof deck at the Whole Foods, and they bring board games, and everybody plays board games and eats food at Whole Foods. And that's just a fun night. How can you not like that? Okay, unless you hate playing board games. But you understand what I'm saying is that the variety is as good as your openness, your ability to look beyond what you're comfortable with and try something new. You might not like it, but guess what? You might like it. And don't put too much of an expectation on people. People are people. They got good, bad, up, down, and somewhere in between, just like we do. You as an individual, nobody's perfect, but you meet people that enjoy what you enjoy, and there's a good starting point. And then you keep that openness up and just get to know the person. Don't look, don't request, don't put an expectation. And you, I guarantee you, you're going to be delightfully surprised. Even if you just widen the circle of friendships, of people to talk to, interesting people to chat with, find out new things, like the fact that, you know, 347 is now another area code in New York City. It's just conversation, but it's interesting, you know? So these are the things that we do to enrich our lives, but it's a matter of the intention. For anybody not sure of why you keep getting an outcome that isn't what you want, I strongly suggest you read the book by Wayne Dyer, The Power of Intention. A false or negative intention guarantees you a false and negative outcome. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So the trick is to be honest with yourself and say, am I joining a meetup to meet somebody? Boom, crash and burn, burst into flames, done. Or am I going to meetups just to have fun because I'd really like to see that movie, or I'd like to see that play, or I'd like to try that restaurant? Then you can't be disappointed unless the food sucks. But at least you found out the food sucks. Sure. So Wayne Dyer teaches us to be honest with ourselves, because we cannot be honest with other people. We cannot attract honest people until we're honest with ourselves. And that means questioning why we do what we do. Are you extremely generous to people? Why are you doing that? Because you really are a generous person, or you're hoping they'll like you. You're hoping they'll value you. They're hoping that they'll reciprocate. Thank you for playing. You just burst into flames. So it's really a question of taking a step back and saying, why do I do the things I do? And when I do these things, why do I get a different expectation of an outcome? Gee, I was really nice to that person. How come they're not nice to me? Well, because what was your intention? Was your intention to get something? You're not going to get it. You are taught that as children, that if somebody does something for you nice, you must say thank you. We're taught to be polite. But unfortunately, that politeness has been twisted with age to mean, if you do for me, you got to do, if I do for you, you got to do for me. No good. Giving without expectation is truly reaching a higher level of not only spirituality, but growth and inner peace. Because if you give because you want to, you're done. The satisfaction has already been granted to you. So you can never be disappointed. If the person doesn't say thank you and doesn't reciprocate, and the person doesn't somehow give you a sense of appreciation, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Now, if that person does it repeatedly, then you ask the question, does this person belong in my life? Because they don't think the way I do. They're takers. But the key is, you've solved the problem of disappointment. It's gone. You do it because you wanted to do it. And with time, by weeding out the people who aren't nice to you and wishing them well and making room for new people to come in, these new people will share what you share. They will do it for the same reason, because they want to. Now you've got natural reciprocation. Not forced, not bought, not bribed. Natural. It's flowing naturally because they share your value system. That takes time and that takes patience. And the worst thing you can do is fear of being alone, because what happens is you hold on to people that aren't nice to you because you're afraid to be alone. And guess what? You have no room for the new people, the nice people, to come in. Think of your energy field as 8 ounces. You only have 8 ounces. Where are you going to put those 8 ounces? That's it. You've used up your 8 ounces. Now, they say energy is boundless, ability is boundless, fortune, abundance are boundless. That's true. But your sphere of energy, that space in which your heart, mind, and soul leave room to occupy the positive things. If you clog it up with negative things, no more room. So think of yourself as an 8-ounce glass. And be more respectful, more cautious, more value on each ounce. And that's not selfish. It's necessary. Making yourself happy is not selfish unless you do it at the expense of others. Because if you're happy, you make the people around you happy, and the people who care about you are happy, everybody's happy. If people do not wish you well, what are they doing in your life?
That's exactly true. We are 6 minutes over. I didn't want to interrupt you because you're on a good roll.
Well, thank you. Well, it's on the handy cam.
It'll be recorded,
I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy it with a loved one. And call me. Call Tracy. You know how to get a hold of us. You can call me. My number is 516-225-8054. But remember, I'm on New York time. Thank you very much. And Tracy, thank you once again for doing the switchboard, because that does enable me to be a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
So thank you and bless you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye, love. Bye.